Please rise as we now continue with a time of prayer. And in our time of prayer, just a couple requests to share. That is, we're going to pray for Randy Zanin and his family as they mourn the loss of his wife, Sally. They're members here. I think they actually live in Colorado, but they're known by many members here in the church. And also for the Reams, Jim came through successful surgery this week, but we did get news that their furnace went out this morning. Isn't that convenient on a cold day? So we want to uplift the Reams this morning. And then also those who are awaiting tests, who have tested positive for COVID, as they wait their time out so that they can be back with us here at church. One other note about our time of prayer, there is a little song, we'll call it, O Lord, Hear My Prayer, that we'll sing together twice through. Bob's going to lead us in the singing of that, both at the beginning of our prayer time and at the end of our prayer time. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, hear my prayer, O Lord, hear my prayer, when I call, answer me. O Lord, hear my prayer, O Lord, hear my prayer, come and listen to me. O Lord, hear my prayer, O Lord, hear my prayer, when I call, answer me. O Lord, hear my prayer, O Lord, hear my prayer, come and listen to me.
O blessed Lord, we give you thanks that the mystery once hidden has now been revealed. We thank you for the clear message that Jesus has come for all people. Grant us boldness so that we may proclaim with confidence this saving gospel and prepare the hearts of those who hear so that they may believe in Jesus. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Gracious Father, we pray for our partner in ministry, Love Inc. We pray for those who receive benefits of Love Inc.'s ministry. Keep them from despair and strengthen their faith. Sustain and comfort each of them. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Blessed Savior, you have made your church to be a home of all people and bid us welcome the stranger in your name. Bless our life together around your word and bless those who serve us with this ministry on your behalf. Lord, in your mercy, loving God, your Son came to grant us healing, comfort, and peace sufficient for all our needs. We cry to you on behalf of those that we are thinking about this morning, especially the Reams, as their furnace isn't working, that you'd keep them comfortable, and Jim especially relaxed, and we thank you for successful surgery this last week, and pray for a full recovery in the days to come. Also, Lord, for those who are ill, those who are awaiting tests, and those just waiting to get back to normal patterns of living, Lord, may your presence uplift them and use us to bring your peace and comfort to them in appropriate ways. Strengthen them and comfort them as we especially pray for their protection. Lord, for those we name today, Kai, Holly, Joe and Caroline, Melody and Brad, Kathy, Bob, Georgette, Tim and Raina, and Alonso, Bev, Skip, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Mike and Brent, Carol, Courtney, Spencer, Beverly, George, Joyce, Peggy, Brett, Terry, and Lord, a special blessing on the Zanin family, Randy, as he mourns the loss of his wife, Sally, that there would be people around him that can uplift his spirits and give him joy in the days ahead. We also pray for those we name before you in our hearts in this moment of silence today. We pray for each person that their suffering be relieved, their sorrows find comfort, and their hearts know the fullness of your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Grant to us all things needful and keep from us all things harmful, O Lord, for we trust in your goodness and in your mercy. Through Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen.
Listen to me.